You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, April 18th, 10:30 a.m. Central Coast Range, Sweet Creek Falls Trail. A diaphanous veil of marine air has surged inland, transforming this morning's deep cobalt sky into a radiant, light-scattering pastel. Alders, maples, and other deciduous trees have just begun to leaf out. Mottled sunlight illuminates the floor of this narrow, Eden-like river canyon. A luxuriant profusion of ferns, mosses, and wildflowers burst from cliff faces, decaying logs and riverside soils. Woody, serpentine tree roots slither across the surface of the trail in search of scarce nutrients lingering on this leached-out and barren rainforest floor. An amorous male winter wren, who normally spends his days lurking in the forest's shadows, now boldly proclaims his territory from an exposed branch. The melodic complexities of his twittering song are too rapid and dense for this slow-witted human to fully appreciate. The roar of water tumbling over and around rocky ledges and woody log jams drowns out all but the loudest, most piercing sounds. A delicate pair of tiny mayflies rise from the creek in a dizzying spiral dance more than 300 million years old. Another ancient forest animal, a shiny black millipede with bright yellow spots, appears to glide across a moss-covered rock face, its numerous paired legs generating an undulating sine wave of rhythmic movement. Sweet Creek tumbles down this forested valley over numerous stair-step waterfalls. Red cedar, hemlock, Douglas fir, bigleaf maple, and red alder form a thick riparian canopy. This area was selectively logged about 100 years ago, and although the forest has regrown, large stumps remain with slots for springboards that once supported loggers with crosscut saws. The stream still hosts steelhead and salmon runs in the summer. The heart-shaped leaves of false lily-of-the-valley carpet large sections along the path. Pink fawn lilies dangle above a tongue-shaped pair of purple-spotted leaves. Creamy white fairy bells grow thick and tall, almost shrub-like. The raspberry crimson petals of salmonberry flowers are scattered over the path. New fronds of a half-dozen species of fern unfurl from emerging fiddlenecks, displaying a short-lived spectacle of structural grace and beauty each spring. As I approach the main falls at the head of the valley, a brief flash of movement garners my attention. A nondescript gray-brown bird has flown across the creek and landed upon a mossy boulder. It is an American dipper, the only truly aquatic songbird. Dippers have strong legs and sharp claws for grasping the slippery river bottom. Their short, stout wings are capable of flight in the air and in the water. High concentrations of hemoglobin in their blood increase their capacity for holding oxygen, allowing them to search for invertebrates beneath the cold, rapidly flowing waters of mountain streams. Extra-large preen glands help dippers waterproof their feathers, keeping them warm and dry. A second bird flies up to join the first. It lands on top of the root bole of a fallen tree wedged between two rocks. This bird has a yellow beak, indicating that it is not yet an adult. It lowers its head, opens its beak, and flutters its wings as if begging for food. Its parent dutifully walks into the rushing waters of the creek in search of insects to feed its hungry fledgling. Join local naturalist Rick Ahrens and Lane County Audubon Society for a program on raptor migration. The virtual tour will start here in Oregon at the Hawk Watch site at Bonnie Butte near Mount Hood, where thousands of hawks, eagles, and falcons pass through each fall. Then travel to Veracruz, Mexico for the famous River of Raptors. 4 to 5 million birds pass through this area every autumn. The presentation is on Tuesday, April 27th at 7:30 p.m. at 1645 High Street in Eugene. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.